isn't it solemn? Staff and students, you're all sitting here, and then grade 7 walks in as one big mourning family. For the passing away of their dear classmate Abigail. And maybe it is for you the same as for me. Then there are no words. Friday yet in school. Now her chair is empty. We wish the parents and the siblings and the grandparents, the great-grandparents, the family, and they are also listening along, the Lord's help and strength. We wish the students of grade 7 and their teachers and our former teachers and the entire staff and school community the Lord's help. There are those moments that when you have to pray, you cannot come further than that one word, help. Help. And I hope that may be true for you as well, students, senior ones, younger ones, entire community. Shall we first sing from Psalter 244? The second, and there we read the words, death with swift and sudden warning calls us from life's dream away. Like the grass green in the morning withered ere the close of day, and also the fourth, who can weigh thy just displeasure? Lord, return, regard our sadness. 2 and 4. Of 244.
Thank you.
Shall we try to ask the Lord for His help and blessing in prayer? Lord of the heavens and the earth, when we come before Thee, amidst of that swift and sudden warning, which death is, and where we have no words, O Lord, may we then ask what we sang, Lord, return, regard our sadness. When there are tears of grief with the classmates, the staff, the teachers, with the family and each of us, O Lord, return, regard our sadness, and help us when we are called to open Thy word. Wilt Thou give it, Lord? And that this calling may be used for each of us as an arrow to stop us on the broad way we by nature run on, that we may learn how frail we are. Remember the parents of Abigail, the siblings, the family. They are also listening along. Uphold them, Lord, in all the grief and woe. And wilt Thou speak comfortably to them from Thy word and to us. We ask for Jesus' sake alone. Amen. I wish to read with you, dear students, staff, what you can find in Psalm 90. Psalm 90, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou hadst formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in Thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourishes and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by Thine anger, and by Thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before Thee, our secret sins in the light of Thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in Thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away who know the power of thine anger. Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. If you ever noticed students, staff, morning family, how often the Bible speaks in simple pictures when it is about life. We sang it yesterday evening here in Norwich. Remember, Lord, how frail I am, how few my years. My life is but as a cloud. It comes and disappears. And we read it this morning with the staff in the opening and in class 7 from Isaiah 40, where it says that our days are as grass. And the grass fadeth and withereth, and the flower of the field, it fadeth. And yeah, usually that goes as we read in Psalm 90, doesn't it? As for the days of our years, therein are 70, that is 70. And if by reason of strength, 80 years, 80, and sometimes even over that. But who would have thought of us on Friday afternoon when we went to the buses that a 12-year-old girl from grade 7 would not return? We sang it swift, a sudden. She wasn't sick. No. She was as healthy as you. But a flower cut off. And it is in the middle of her blooming time. And that we sometimes say that death does not ask for age. That is true. And Moses realizes that Psalm 90 is written by Moses. That's the oldest psalm we have. Most of the psalms are written by David, but this one was written by Moses, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. And he speaks in this psalm about two things. He speaks about the brevity, the short duration of life. And he speaks about how that God is from eternity to eternity the same. Oh, we think in time. The Lord doesn't think in days and months and weeks. 1,000 years as day of yesterday, and one day as 1,000 years. That's what is eternity. Has it made an impression, friends, on you? You heard on Saturday, undoubtedly already, that one of the grade 7 students is in a serious condition. When you were made aware yesterday in the course of the afternoon or evening in church, that she is no more. Senior students, all of you have become older than Abigail. May I ask you something? Kindergarten students, or whatever age you have, what if it would be you? What it would have been me? Do you think about that question? Where would I then be in eternity? Because we all travel to it. And there comes a day that you and I, we all have to die. And then we stand before the Lord and there will be but one question. What have you done with my word? And what has that word done in your life? And then it is but one of the two. And the Bible is honest about it. And I may not be silent about it either. Then it is forever good. Or it is forever too late. Life is short as the grass. Moses even says it is but a thought. It comes so quickly. And maybe students ask you grandparents one day if you may still have them. And tell them, Grandpa, you're old, aren't you? That must have lasted a long time. You know what they all will tell you. Boy, girl, it went so fast. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says, today, if you hear my voice, and that voice of the Lord that comes so loudly today, so loudly, that thousands of words of a minister and of your teacher cannot weigh up against that. That is that voice that we all know. Yesterday in church, the Lord gave us to speak about Psalm 39, verse 4. Lord, as it begins, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am. We hear it, David speaks not about years. Friends, may I ask you, don't think that way. Ach, maybe you all have your daydreams. Later, when I'm big, huh? And I will go in my father's business. And later, I will take over the farm. And later, then. There is an epistle, an apostle, his name is James. He says in his epistle, well, you who say, and let me say it simply, who say, I will do tomorrow this, and next year that, and I will go there. How you know it, if that even be true. Because what did the Lord say to Adam in paradise? after he had eaten from the forbidden fruit, he said, dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. That is who we are. Isaiah says flesh. Flesh is grass. Weak. And another poet says, the strongest is but vanity. Selah. Think about it. There comes an urgent call this morning to you and me. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Urgent call. While it is for you still the time of grace, and for me, time to be busy with the most important thing I hope there may be from among us. And students, do you now realize what a privilege it is that we may have the Bible, that we may know about what is needed, that we may have our Christian school, and that your father and your mother sent you to our school, in which the Bible is opened every day, in which you may hear every week your catechism instruction and your religious studies. There comes a day that will come back. And that is part of that question, what have we done with it? Oh, I wish, I pray, I hope that that may be the most important in your life, or become the most important in your life. Because we don't all turn 70. We don't all turn 12. Like Abigail. There comes a moment, and it sometimes struck me when I have to walk on a cemetery, and when you read the ages on those stones, all ages you see, all ages. There's not one skipped. What will it be? You know what we need. Moses says it. And yeah, Moses was a child of God, eh? Moses knew what the Lord had done in his life, how the Lord had called him. But when Moses is faced, a child, a servant of the Lord, when he is faced with the brevity of life, how frail we are, he has nothing to say. He can only say, so teach us to number our days. You hear it? Days. That's how the Bible portrays my life. Days. Not tomorrow, it says. Not tomorrow. Because Friday after school, there came no tomorrow anymore for Abigail. Teach us to number our days. We think in decades, years, in months, in weeks. The Bible says no. Days. And then not tomorrow, but today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Because time that we live is time of preparation. We need to be taught, and all of a sudden, the subjects of math and science and name them are not so important today. Sure, the curriculum has to be followed and finished. But for today, there is but one subject important. And that subject needs to be taught. And I'm sure all our teachers do that. And that subject is called Number Our Days. And our little students, they learned that already. Then you need to add and subtract. Now may I say it very simply. That is now exactly what the Lord also does in the school of grace. That I need to add. That the Lord teaches to add all my sins and all His blessings. And there I need to subtract what? All what I think I have deserved. So that in the end there is nothing left but a huge list of sin and guilt. Teach us to number our days. You know what student that is. You know what for teacher that is. That is a student, a teacher, a family member that may learn. And now I must die, and I cannot die as I am born. When now the Lord opens His word for such a one and starts to take a student in the school of grace. Soul teaches. It is as if Moses says, and that's the most important thing, soul. Because we have to die, because time is short, because in God's wrath we all have to die, soul teaches. Moses knew that is possible. Why? Because he starts the psalm with a cry, Lord. All capital letters. That is the God of the covenant. That is the triune God. That is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. You know how that is possible? Because now the Lord in eternity already, before the creation of the world, has made a plan. Has opened the way of salvation for students, for staff, for sinners. Who would fall away and whose life by nature would be, I do not want to count with God an eternity. But here we meet a different one. So teach us. Imagine, students, if you would sit in class and you will tell your teacher, you don't need to teach me because I know it all already. What would your teacher say? You are not fit for this class. You know what the Lord does with the students in the school of grace? He makes them longing for instruction, hunger and thirst. He makes them ask, Lord, teach me. And why do they need to be taught? Because they do not know it. I hope that there are many among us that say this morning, and I do not know anymore how I can be saved. Because time is urgent. Teach us to number our days. And students, that is absolutely necessary. Why? Because if you do not learn to number, there comes a day the Lord will do it. Is that in the Bible? Yes. There was a king, Belshazzar. And the man lived every day for feast and pleasure. And suddenly, when he had one of his feasts, there came the writing on the wall. by the Lord's hand. Menei, Menei, Tekel Upharsin. Numbered, numbered, weighed, and found wanting. You hear? So I do not let you get from underneath of it this morning to go back to class without saying that. There is no escape. We need to learn to number. Otherwise, the Lord will do it. And then it'd be too late. Teach us to number our days. That also tells us that when now the Lord works in your life, then that is where it starts with. That we have not eternal life on earth, and that we cannot die as we are born, then there is no rest. Oh, what a blessed unrest. I hope there may be many among us. Rest nor peace is found. Those are the students, those are the staff members that bow their knees. Return, O Lord, regard our sadness. They cry. Bitter tears of lamentation. Yes, for the passing away of Abigail, and that is totally good and allowed. But those, they also start to cry because of their sins. I have sinned against God, against a holy and good-doing God. Oh, Lord, is there yet a way? Is there yet a means for me to be saved? Teach us to number our days, and that has haste. Because each day it can be the last one. That is haste. That's why there is no rest. When they come to school and there is a day opening, when they come to chapel, one of the brothers, ministers, or ourselves. When they come to church, they listen. They're all ears. Lord, may I hear something. Of that way of salvation outside of myself in Christ alone, that I may apply my heart unto wisdom. In other words, then the Lord makes his children wise unto salvation. No, that does not mean that they may say, that they can say, and now I know it all. May apply our hearts unto wisdom. You know what that means? There has been one who is called wisdom with all capital letters. The Lord Jesus Christ. Wisdom crieth out loud on the streets. Apply our hearts. That is a student, that is a staff member, that is a board member, or whoever we are. That has no rest until they may know that the sins have been washed away in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. No rest until they know he is mine and I am thine. And when such a student dies, and when such a teacher dies, then death is not the end. Death is never the end, by the way. Never. But then death is a passing through to eternal salvation. It struck me. And we were yet in class, and the teacher was collecting the books of Abigail. And there was a book that is called A Wanderer Comes Home. Thus it will be for such a one. And they may enter in and raise the song of thankfulness and praise. That is the longing of such a person, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. That is that wisdom that comes from above. That is that wisdom
that the Lord is teaching in the school of grace. And a student in that school that is be taught, that is longing to learn more and more, they may say, Lord, half hasn't been told me that Queen of Sheba said the same unto Solomon. She'd heard much about him. And when she saw it, she said, half hasn't been told me. Lord, I know only such a little bit. Yeah. Such a little bit. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto the true wisdom in Christ. Students, what is first in your life? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the other things shall then be added unto you. The Lord Jesus says it there too. There is but one thing really important in your life. And that is not the highest mark for this or that subject, but that is, may I become, may I be a child of God. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon his name while he is near. And Isaiah says it. And that the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and return unto the Lord. Lord, draw me, that I may run after thee, and he shall be merciful, and he will abundantly pardon. There lies the hope. There is not one student, not one person in our midst or listening along that has sinned so much, or too much, or it is possible at God's sight. Teach us to number our days, not tomorrow, not tomorrow, today. Today. There was one day in Scotland, a doctor. And the doctor had no religion, didn't want to have anything to know about God. And beside him there lived a simple family. And there was a child in her bedroom learning her catechism questions. And one of the answers was, today, says the word of the Lord, ye shall repent, for tomorrow it can be too late. And it pleased the Lord to use that repeated set answer in the life of the doctor to convert him. May it please the Lord to use the text from this morning as an arrow in your heart, young and old, to turn us unto him. When God's children die, they come home. Then they may sing for A. His tender mercies, there will be no tears. There will be no grief. That the Lord will be honored. For his name's sake, may he give you all that portion. Amen. Shall we pray? Lord, bind it upon the heart of each of us. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom.
To that end, wilt thou apply thy word? Wilt thou apply the serious calling in the heart of family, our school community, the classmates? Lord, regard our sadness and instruct us by word and spirit. Help in the furtherance of the day and the week. Also for the day of the funeral, help, O Lord, to the honor of thy name. We acknowledge thee for thy help in these moments. Forgive that was amiss. Bless that which was thine, we ask, for Christ's sake alone. Amen. We will sing 247. First, O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, the fifth, time like an ever-rolling stream bears all its sons away, and the sixth, O God, our help in ages past, 1, 5, and 6 of 247.
Students and staff, we are in a very solemn moment. The morning hour of this day, first times that we are back together, and really what better place is there than to be in the house of the Lord. And we appreciate that we can be here, and that Reverend Huckford could be with us this morning, and the other ministers as well. And there is a time that we also have to move forward and go back to our classes and continue on from day to day. And may this calling then not lead us to rebellion, or to hardening, but that it might soften us, turn us to the Lord. And undoubtedly, there's many questions that students have, whether in other grades or in grade 7. And Peter said, Lord, to whom else shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. The Lord alone has all the answers, and may we be found at his footstool. But we also have our ministers, ministers of your respective congregations or of this church, and they are available, and you can ask them questions, and you can contact them. And you can also talk to your teachers and your catechism teachers. They're willing to hear your questions and to work through those questions. And we also have the counselors. They are here today at school. They are available, and they will help you to work through some of those questions. May we remember the mourning family, the Klein family, as they process the grief and have to make many decisions in this week, and also the grade 7 class as they move forward. And the teachers who have to teach in grade 7, it will be a difficult day and a difficult week. And we don't know when Abigail's funeral will be, but we will not have school on that day so that we can be respectful of her passing, her family, but also so that we can join with that funeral. May the Lord remember each one of us. We will dismiss now and go back to our classes. High school can dismiss from the east, through the east doors. Our kindergarten students can start going through the front, through the back of the church where we have entered. Grade 7 and 8 can begin to dismiss from the back of the church and go around, and others can follow in suit. We wish you strength for the day.